Hello everyone, welcome to the podcast, The Manideep's Show. I'm your host Manideep, and in this episode of the podcast, we'll talk about a story from Greek mythology. Yes, a story from Greek mythology. So in the past few episodes of the podcast, we talked about different stories. We talked about what really happened to Daedalus and King Minos, and also how Minotaur was born, etc., etc. And I promise that we'll be talking more of this Minotaur and also this monster and also few other new heroes in the future episodes of the podcast. But in this episode of the podcast, we'll be talking about another story from Greek mythology. Yes, from Greek mythology. I think in 18th episode of the podcast, we talked about Poseidon versus Athena, how Poseidon and Athena got into a little contest to be the patron god or goddess of Athens. And finally, Athena won that contest. She was chosen to become the patron goddess of Athens, and the name Athens came from Athena. So we talked about that, and we also talked about how powerful Poseidon is. He is one of the most powerful gods in the entire Greek mythology. He's actually the second most powerful god in Greek mythology. And after that episode, what really happened between Poseidon and Athena is that Poseidon started to hate Athena, because Poseidon was one of the most powerful gods in Greek mythology, and Athena being a second generation god, in the sense that she was actually his niece from Zeus. Even though Athena is much younger than Poseidon and also much less powerful than Poseidon, she managed to defeat Poseidon in that little contest by using her wisdom, by using her knowledge, etc. and etc. So Poseidon really started to hate Athena, and he wanted to take his revenge against her. And for that, he was actually finding a way to take his revenge. And when he was actually searching for a reason or a way to get his revenge done, he found a girl named Medusa. Yes, Medusa was actually a priestess in the temple of Athena, and she was the youngest of three sisters. So Medusa, along with her two elder sisters, used to work in the temple of Athena. And there she used to work as a priestess, doing sacrificing animals, praying to the god, serving god, etc., etc. So when she was working in a temple as a priestess, Poseidon saw her. And when Poseidon saw her, he immediately fell in love with her. She was so beautiful that he wanted to marry her. He wanted to probably date her or have a children with her. So Poseidon went to Medusa and asked her on a date, to which Medusa agreed, because she got an opportunity to go on a date with the sea god, the second most powerful in entire Greek mythology, and she accepted it. But the problem here was, but you might be thinking, how did Poseidon thought of using Medusa to take his revenge against Athena? The thing is, Athena is a maiden goddess, which means that she's not involved in dating or marrying or any sort of those things. And also, you expect priestess of Athena to be maiden as well. But here, Medusa, instead of being a maiden, instead of serving Athena, she chose to go on a date with Poseidon, abandoning her maidenship. So, which clearly will anger Athena. So, Poseidon thought that he could use Medusa to get his revenge done with Athena. And in a way, his plan was working, because he proposed to go on a date with Medusa and Medusa accepted. And the place where Poseidon took Medusa for their date night was actually Temple of Athena. Yes, the same temple Medusa used to be the priestess. But Medusa was scared, because she knew Athena. She was actually a priestess of Athena. She would knew how Athena would react if she ever knows it. So Medusa was a little bit scared about what Athena might do to her, because she and Poseidon came to the date the very place they should not be. But she was not so concerned about this thing, because she knew that Poseidon would protect her from Athena if Athena wanted to curse her or if Athena wanted to punish her. So she expected Poseidon to protect her. And after some time, after they had their dinner and they were chatting about different things, drinking nectar and ambrosia, the godly food, and Medusa was drinking human food because she can't take the power of godly food. So probably she was drinking wine and Poseidon was drinking some nectar and ambrosia. And when they were doing all of this, they were actually seated at the foot of Athena's statue in the temple. So it was Athena's main statue, and they were doing all this drinking, chatting at the foot pedal of Athena's statue. And while they were doing all of this, Athena noticed something is happening in her temple. So when she saw from Olympus to look what is happening at her temple, she found Poseidon and Medusa chatting romantically and drinking wine or laughing about something. When she saw what is happening with Poseidon and Medusa doing their drinking and chatting and laughing, it really angered Athena. But she couldn't do anything about it to Poseidon because he was the second most powerful god next to Zeus. And she can't fight with Poseidon about what's happening there. So she tried to channel her anger onto Medusa. And Medusa became an easy target for Athena because she was just a human and she can do her whatever she want. But in the case of Poseidon, Athena can't fight Poseidon. For a human like Medusa, she could easily punish her. So Athena cursed Medusa. And upon being cursed by Athena, Medusa grew a pair of brass wings, which are shaped like a bat, and also she got talons, and her hair turned into a nest of poisonous snakes, and her face twisted into something so horrible that one glance would turn anyone who saw her into a stone. And she was so horrifyingly cursed that transformed into such an ugly figure that anyone who would look at her would turn into a stone. And that's what her curse is for accepting a date with Poseidon. And that's how Medusa was turned into a monster. And after seeing what happened to Medusa and how she was turned into a monster, Poseidon left Medusa to live her on own. And Medusa went on to live in a cave. And because Poseidon was actually an immortal, he was not turned into a stone. And the two elder sisters of Medusa would take care of her and her needs every day. And they would take care of Medusa every day by giving food and all. Because they were with Medusa for a long period of time, they were also turned into monsters called Gorgons. But unlike Medusa, these Gorgons are immortal so that they could serve Medusa all the time. But Medusa, unlike her sisters, was not immortal and she was actually killed by a hero named Perseus. So we'll be talking about that story. With that being said, I'll meet again with another interesting story in the next episode of the podcast. Until then, keep listening. Thank you.